Hello, everyone, and welcome to our exit interview for Big Brother Canada 6. I am Taryn Armstrong, and I am going to be speaking with the latest person evicted from the Big Brother Canada 6 house. Very sad to be talking to this guy. He is a very nice guy. As Johnny said when he voted him out, the only true angel in that hell of house guests. I'm going to be talking with Marin, and I think I have him on the line now. So, hey, how's it going, Marin?
Hey, Taryn, what's up? I love how our names just kind of... they're the same, pretty much, except for the beginning. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we were podcasting this morning, and we were saying that if people wanted to come up with a ship name for us, they'd have a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So how'd you get here, man? What happened?
I got evicted 5-3. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I got evicted 5-3 because... you know, I guess I didn't vocalize enough who I wanted out of the house. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it seemed like you had trouble, like, feeling comfortable talking game with people. You never really, like, fit in. Do you think that was because you came in late?
I feel like that played a part in it, for sure. It definitely played a part, but... I guess this is my own fault. I just didn't trust anybody. I just don't trust anyone. Don't trust anybody.
Was that because of the people in the house, or is that just a quality of yours?
Because of the people in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
We saw you, you had bonded a lot with Hamza, and, after he left, it just, you know, it didn't seem like you had anyone left in the house. Were you planning on trying to work with people, or were you just gonna try to play the Hamza lone wolf card?
No, I was trying to work with some people, but, I guess that didn't work out. There were certain people I thought I would be able to kind of, approach in terms of like a game conversation, but I don't know. I guess just shit hit the fan, bro.
Yeah. Shit. Who are the people you would have liked to have worked with?
I thought I was pretty good with Will. Same with Paris. But unfortunately, I guess I couldn't grab their votes.
Yes. A lot of people have said that you were too nice to play this game, Marin. How do you feel about that statement?
I feel like if I was given the opportunity to kind of I was given the opportunity. I just slipped. If I won like an HOH and I was in power, I think my more competitive side and my fierceness would have been shown a little bit more.
Yeah.
Than opposed to being on the block constantly.
Mm. What is it like being on the block, essentially 3 evictions in a row?
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks, but it's hard to deal with at first. Like the first one, it's like, cause it's your first go at it and you have no idea what anybody's thinking. So it's really nerve wracking. It sucks. You see people talking everywhere, and you see the person you're on the block with as well, kind of going and talking to people. So it just like, it makes you very, worried all the time. So it's definitely a stressful process for sure, being on the block, let alone 3 times.
Mm. If you had stayed in the house this week and then won the HOH, what would you have done? Who would you have targeted?
I would have put up Ali and Liv on the block, and the goal would have been to backdoor Erica. And if that is somehow the veto didn't get used, I would have pushed for a Liv to go home.
There you go. Wow. All right. So who are the people that you would most like to see win the game?
Honestly, I don't really care who wins at this point, but if I were to really decide, I would kind of lean more so on Johnny and think Johnny's doing a great job. And, I'm excited to see what else he has in store. I hope he does well, but I mean, and I hope Paris does well too. And I honestly don't care, bro.
Yeah. Who do you think is playing the best game right now?
Yeah, Johnny. I'd go with Johnny. Johnny's doing a really good job. He's staying really low key. He has three comp wins under his belt. He has two vetoes and an HOH. Those were big ones. And he's good with everybody in the house as well, which hopefully that won't be to his detriment. But I think he can definitely just kind of stay under the radar for now. And then when he has to win comps, he's definitely capable of doing it. So I think he'll have a really good chance.
All right. You had an interesting relationship with Dayla, the showmance.
Yeah.
You played a part in sending Jesse home, and you had been advocating that they should be targeted. This week they voted to keep you, and you seemed to be heavily associated with them. Tell me more about your relationship with Dayla.
So Dayla, from a friendship standpoint, they were great. Like, I loved them. I enjoyed spending my time with them. They were really fun. But I think I'm very capable of like separating that with game. I think it wouldn't have been, of course, it's easier said than done, but I think if I had to take the shot at them, I would. And the fact that they voted for me to stay, I think it was more so they wanted Ryan gone as opposed to keeping me. So I don't think it would have pained me so much to have put, you know, to like target them if I had to. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they really did want me, and I'll just have to watch and to really see the truth.
Yes. Very important question, Marin. We saw a lot about you listening to the various HOH mixes. Who would have been on your playlist if you won HOH?
Oh man. I have some J. Cole, some Drake, some Daniel Caesar, some A Boogie, Chinx. This is a lot of Pressa. There's a lot. The list doesn't end. The list doesn't end. I don't think I keep going, but I don't think you want me to.
Yeah. I know you must have felt some amount of pressure having Canada vote you in. You talked about not wanting to disappoint people. Was that something that stayed in your head throughout your time in the house?
Oh yeah, for sure. It definitely, you know, knowing that I can't forget about just being in the house in general, just being in the house is already hard enough. And then knowing that like Canada voted me in, like, I'm so grateful. It's so blessed to be in the position that I was in. So I didn't want to disappoint. Like, I didn't want people to, I didn't want to disappoint the people that voted for me. And I definitely thought about it as I was playing, and I shouldn't have let it get to me too much. I should have just kind of roamed more freely in the game. But that's what it was, and I regret that.
Well, I think that people really loved watching you, Marin, I don't think you should be too hard on yourself.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. People keep telling me that, so I think I should stop.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel going in with Veronica? Like, what were your thoughts about you came into the house? You had this lie about being picked out of the audience, and Veronica was your partner in crime there. Did you feel good about having Veronica as your partner?
No, not really. Just because me and her are like complete opposite people. Like, she's a lot more like hyper, and I'm not. And she's very super, super, super talkative, and I am not. And I guess that was kind of more beneficial for myself, because she did go home before me, and I think that is why she left. She kind of did have a big mouth, but she was also threatening. She was good at comps. She won one comp, but yeah, I think it was better for me that she came in with me, because she put the target more so on herself.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for speaking with me, Marin. I'm sad to see you out of the house, but hopefully we'll talk again soon. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
And there we go. That was Marin. Very, very interesting to hear that he is rooting for Johnny, thinks Johnny is playing the best game. Clearly, Johnny's jury management was successful there. Shame for Johnny that that Marin is not part of the jury. Would have been nice for him. Also, maybe a mistake taking Marin out of the game, considering just how much Marin seemed to care for Johnny, and that maybe he really wasn't that attached to Dayla, even though they voted to keep him. We'll have to see. Marin could be Johnny's downfall. So make sure you check out my continuing updates on the live feeds every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. And Rob will, of course, be back Monday night to recap the Monday episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And we'll be live with the LFC Roundtable podcast Tuesday night. So be prepared for all of that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.